It was problematic at best to perceive existence through the myopic lens I embedded into myself. My lack of gestures limited the effectiveness of my delivery, and all she begged for was deliverance. Just soft, eloquent passages that provided closure. Not answers, just closure. And I somehow fashioned together an array of broken glass that looked enough like a vase that it would pass and she would find a way to keep her roses watered and alive again. When deep down I was broken, prized among the lackluster thieves, immune to pain, but pained by immunity. She beckoned me and she lessened me, cause no other love would accommodate my blindfold so easily. And I was afraid to change, but I was afraid of not changing. I was afraid to change, but I was afraid of not changing. Then a quick flood of blood infecting my brain. Dashboard, you dashboard, blank slate. My narrow lens no longer mattered, no longer weighed in, and neither did your fear or your insecurities or your smile. Cause in 3 seconds, fate circumvented a concrete divider, followed by 7 seconds of nervous prayer, nervous cursing, nervous something. As poisonous as the snake it came from, the oppression presented to my godforsaken lies limited me even more. Followed by 7 seconds of promising myself if I survived, I would stop bargaining. I would stop pushing off effort in exchange for more time. I would stop neglecting civil, spiritual, and personal duties or promises, whichever it may be, neither seemed likely at that point. Followed by 2 seconds, the longest 2 seconds I've ever experienced, of lying to myself, lying to my God, and lying to you. The words I love you seem so broken and so inaccurate, and the words I promise seem so trite and so distant. But so foolish a passenger caught up in this accident, nothing mattered beyond the fact that I was damaged and I was hurting physically. Yet somehow I found the strength to thank my God I was a survivor. And that's when I heard the fate of the driver. 3 seconds later, closure, not answers, just closure. Lost in the wreckage as the soul ascended, I loved you. Lost in the wreckage as the soul ascended, I love you. And every day, I wish we could trade places. Cause you were the first person to love me in any real way. And now I stand 6 feet above where you lay. And if I get one thing right in this life, I pray that it'll be sharing love with everybody. The same love that you shared with me. Sometimes life will try to convince you there's a such thing as regret, but I found it to be a lie. The same lie I found when I looked in your eyes after it was said and done. Scream!